views expressed by Dr. Joel Wallach and others on the following live paid program represent opinions of the participants only and do not necessarily represent those of the ZBS Radio Network's staff, management, advertisers, or affiliates. If something is said which you find offensive or with which you disagree, the ZBS Radio Network urges you to call the program in order to help us balance comment. This program is meant to present nutritional information only and is in no way meant to replace the advice of your medical doctor.
And now, the superstar of alternative health and purveyor of medical truth, Dr. Joel Wallach.
Well, good afternoon, America, and welcome to the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio program. Pharmacist Ben Fuchs sitting in today for Dr. Wallach, developer of the fine line of nutritional supplements from Youngevity. I am a nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I specialize in using nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs. That's because I look at the human body as a healing and regenerating system designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment, day-by-day basis, yet it needs raw materials to do its divinely mandated work, the raw materials we call nutrition and nutritional supplementation. We're here to help you understand how to use nutritional supplements for your good health and longevity. We want to get you off your prescription drugs and get you on a good nutritional supplement program like the one designed by Dr. Wallach and all the good folks at Youngevity. 831-685-1080 is your priority line number. That's 831-685-1080 or 888-379-2552. 888-379-2552. That's toll-free if you've got questions about your prescription drugs, about nutritional supplements, about the Youngevity line of supplements, about health conditions, or if you just want to chime in on our topic, whatever we're talking about today, we'd love to hear from you at 831-685-1080 or toll-free 888-379-2552. Well, welcome aboard. It's great to be here sitting in for Dr. Wallach. I thought we'd start off the program talking about an article that I read on the Associated Press, low-fat diet cuts risk of ovarian cancer, but protection only kicks in after 4 years of eating less fat. Now, if a low-fat diet was such a big deal for protection against cancer, results wouldn't kick in after 4 years of eating less fat. That's first of all. Second of all, the big problem I have with this article and the big problem I have with articles and dietitians and government experts that beat up on fat is nobody seems to be distinguishing between good fats and bad fats. In fact, good fats are not just good for us. Good fats are absolutely essential for us, hence the name essential fats or essential fatty acids. Not only are good fats essential for good health, essential for every single function in the body, and I mean every single function in the body depends on appropriate ingestion of good fats. You can't wink an eye or wiggle a toe or think a thought or move a finger without having the appropriate good fats in your body. That's because these essential fats get converted into something called master hormones. Master hormones, technically called eicosanoids. You may have heard of the term prostaglandins. These are examples of master hormones, and they come directly from good fats. These master hormones control or modify every single, and I mean every single, biochemical reaction in the body. And folks, you have not millions, not billions, not trillions. You have quadrillions of biochemical reactions happening in your body every millisecond. Every partial second, you have countless amounts of biochemical reactions occurring in your body, and their very, very highly synchronous orchestration depends on the correct ingestion of essential fatty acids. It is absolutely ridiculous to try to stay healthy and maintain a quote low-fat, unquote, diet. There's nothing more unhealthy for you. Now, some of you folks may know I'm in the skincare business, and a lot of times folks ask me, what is the number one supplement I could take for my skin? What's the most important nutritional supplement I could do for my skin? And while I don't like to mention the number one most important supplement, I don't like to think of nutritional supplements that way, because nutritional supplements are like the members of a team, and you need to have all the members of a team to have good health. I don't like to think about single nutritional supplements as being most important, but if you had to force me to say what would be the most important nutritional supplement for your skin or any other system of your body, I would tell you it was essential fatty acids. And when it comes to cancer, perhaps a low-fat diet cuts the risk of ovarian cancer after 4 years, but one of the best ways to protect yourself from ovarian cancer or any other cancer is the correct ingestion of good fats, the correct ingestion of essential fats. Now, if you're one of those folks that thinks you're going to get your essential fats from your diet, I'm sorry to disappoint you. There's no way you're going to get enough essential fats from your diet. Every once in a while, somebody tells me, well, I don't have to worry about nutritional supplements because I get my fats from fish. I eat fish every day. There's even a doctor on TV who talks about the importance of eating fish every day. Other folks say, well, I don't worry about getting essential fatty acid supplements. I make sure I get flax seeds every day, or I eat lots of seeds and nuts. Well, folks, if you're eating lots of seeds and nuts to get your essential fats, good luck. You're going to have to eat a bathtub full of seeds and nuts to get the appropriate amount of fats that you need on just a daily basis. And, of course, if you're trying to do it with a regular, standard American diet, it's just about impossible. You have to supplement with essential fatty acids if you're going to stay healthy. And that means to protect yourself from cancer, and that means to make sure that your skin is healthy. And, my friends, this is very, very important, you can't build protein, you can't build tissue without essential fats, without essential fatty acids. Essential fats and their partners, fatty vitamins, are responsible for turning on the growth of tissue. So if you're suffering from the effects of aging where your tissues are starting to break down and you're not healing as fast, for you women who are worried about osteoporosis, let me tell you something. You are not going to build bone by taking in calcium. And this is proven by the fact that Americans get more calcium than any other country in the world, yet we have the highest rates of osteoporosis. No, it's sad but true. If you are worried about the effects of aging, and you're worried about the degenerative effects of aging on your bone, eating all the calcium in the world is not going to help you. You need to make sure you're turning on the growth of these proteins. And you turn on the growth of the proteins with essential fatty acids and with fatty vitamins. So how do you get your essential fatty acids? Well, first of all, you always want to make sure you're getting your essential fatty acids in the correct proportion, approximately 3-to-1 or 2-to-1, omega-6 fatty acid to omega-3 fatty acid. And that is why, my friends, I love the Ultimate EFA and the Ultimate EFA Plus from Youngevity. Both are perfectly balanced for you. Both are easy to take. The EFA Plus is a little bit better because you get vitamin E with it. You can't be healthy, you can't stave off the degenerative effects of aging without making sure you're getting essential fats like the kind you get in Youngevity's Ultimate EFA and Ultimate EFA Plus. We'll talk more about good health and good nutrition when we come back from break. You're listening to Dead Doctors Don't Lie on the ZBS Radio Network. Don't go away.
I am Judy DeVilbiss. Here I am speaking to you again. I just wanted to tell you that recently I started drinking the whey shakes again, the chocolate whey shake. And you need to remember, the whey shake isn't just for losing weight. It's a fantastic place to get your great protein. And if you're trying to gain weight, you can take it along with your meals. And the best part is, if you want to just have a great protein shake, do like I do. Put it over ice, stir it up, and you can sip on it for 20 minutes to an hour. I do it every single day. I absolutely love it. You need to get back to it, too. It's really good for you. And it makes not fat, but it makes muscle after you work out. And you can also mix it up in a blender with an egg, and you have the most incredible health protein shake. Or mix it with a little water, stir it up, and you have a little pudding. And who doesn't like pudding?
For more information or to order, call your Youngevity distributor today. And don't forget to ask about Youngevity home-based business opportunities.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, your host of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. If you're interested in a colon cleanse, blood cleanse, liver cleanse, you know, in the classical herbal way, you want to ask your Youngevity associate for Herbal Rainforest. Herbal Rainforest has 16 herbs. 16 cleansing herbs, classic cleansing herbs, and 77 plant minerals. That's right, and these are all organic. It doesn't get any better than that. In your busy day, and you're around all these toxins out there, in your workplace, on the way home, going to work, in your food, in the air, in the water, you need Herbal Rainforest. I guarantee you, it will give you a cleanse. You can control the dose. It's a liquid. It tastes good. It doesn't get any better than this. A colon that's happy makes you happy. Nothing better than a happy colon. Herbal Rainforest. Clean it out.
For more information on this product or others you've heard about on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio program, call your local Longevity associate today. And don't forget to ask about home-based business opportunities.
All right, we are back on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie program. Thanks so much for joining us. I am pharmacist Ben Fuchs, sitting in today for Dr. Wallach, developer of the fine line of products from Longevity. Nutritional supplements that I recommend, nutritional supplements that I take. If you've got questions about how to use the Longevity line of supplements, if you've got health questions, if you've got questions about prescription drugs or herbs or healing, or if you want to chime in on our topics for today, we want to hear from you at 831-685-1080, 831-685-1080, or you can reach us toll-free at 888-379-2552, 888-379-2552. My name is Ben Fuchs. I'm a nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado, and for the next hour or so, I will be sitting in with my good buddy and colleague, Doug Winfrey. Greetings, Douglas.
Well, hello. How are you today, sir?
Hello, sir. How are you?
I am doing great. I wanted to talk a little bit about stress. This is something I've heard you talk about quite a bit in the past.
Yes.
And there is a Canadian study out that was published in the Journal of the American Medical Association, and they found that if you have a heart attack and you have a stressful job and you go back to same stressful job, that you are more than two times more likely to suffer a second or third heart attack.
Relating heart attacks to stress.
That's exactly right. And what they're saying is that they actually were able to show that as they assessed job strain 2 years after a heart attack, found that patients with chronic elevations of job strain had a higher mortality rate and reoccurrent events. That's according to Dr. Redford Williams. He's the head of psychiatry and behavioral sciences at Duke University. And they say that by definition, a stressful job is one that has high demands and low decision-making abilities, demanding a fast pace or a demanding pace at work with little authority and few opportunities for developing personal skills.
Now, you don't know anybody like that.
I know a lot of people. I've been in radio almost 30 years, and that's the way
we like them in radio.
That's exactly right.
I understand.
High stress and no ability to make any decisions.
Right.
Other than, I guess, which caller we take next or something like that. They actually followed about 1,000 patients for 2 years in Quebec and found that the chronic job strain was a major predictor in recurring heart attacks.
That's interesting. You know, more heart attacks happen at 9 a.m. Monday morning than any other time of the day.
That is true. I've seen that before.
Isn't that interesting? Well,
probably those thoughts of stress just get all worked up on the thought of what you've got ahead of you for the day.
Well, just look at people driving on the highway, driving to work at 8:30 or 8 o'clock on a Monday morning. But, you know, I have an interesting take on stress. We talked when we opened up the show, I talked about good fats and bad fats. Well, I have an interesting take on stress. Doug, when do you have the least amount of stress?
When you're sleeping.
No, less than that.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know.
One more guess.
Weekend, when I'm sitting fishing or something.
Nope. Susan, you got a guess?
What's your guess, Susan? She says after you've been with your partner.
I know what she said, but nope, that's not true, Susan. Although I like the way you think, girl. No, you have the least amount of stress when you're dead.
Oh, really?
That's
the lowest amount of stress.
Yes. You see, stress takes you on the road to death. And if you don't want to have any stress in your life, die. And I'm only being facetious here because I'm trying to make a point. You see, the living force depends on stress for thriving. And this is not just true about the body. For example, you lift weights, you put stress on your muscles. What happens to your muscles? They grow.
Yeah.
If you put stress on your brain, you do crossword puzzles, you learn a new language, you travel, you study a new philosophy, read a new book. You know, your brain grows. When a tree is stressed, it grows stronger. If you want to make your plants nice and bushy, stress the leaves and trim the leaves. When they do studies on plants, foliage that are on islands, they find that the foliage on the island, the side of the island that gets more climactic stress, grows bigger and healthier and more colorfully than the foliage that grows where there's less stress. You see, the life force depends on stress for growing, but it's the correct kind of stress, much like we talked about earlier in the program, the correct kind of fats. You need to have the correct kind of stress. The stress everybody beats up on, the stress everybody's trying to avoid, is distress. Distress is definitely a problem. Distress is the drip, drip, drip chronic kind of stress that we all have in our life. The kind of stress that's good for us is the kind of stress you get from exercising. The kind of stress that is biochemically a quick burst of stress in the body, followed by rest. And, of course, you have to feed the whole system with good nutrition. And, in fact, the correct kind of stress, quick bursts of stress followed by rest, in conjunction with good nutrition, is the key to anti-aging. It's the key to thriving. The problem with stress as it occurs today in our culture is we get the slow, chronic kind of stress. And that indeed is a problem, but once again, nutritional strategies can come to the rescue, and there's wonderful nutritional supplements you can take, and there's wonderful lifestyle strategies you can employ to help reduce the risk associated with this chronic drip, drip, drip kind of stress. We'll talk more about that when we come back from break. If you've got some opinions, or if you want to help us in this discussion, we want to hear from you, or if you've got questions about nutrition, nutritional supplementation, herbs, how to use the Longevity line of supplements, give us a shout, 831-685-1080 or 888-379-2552. I'm Pharmacist Ben with Doug Winfrey. You're listening to Dead Doctors Don't Lie on the ZBS Radio Network.
It's 6 a.m., time to get up and face the day.
Ugh.
What's that? You slept for 8 hours, but it feels like you only got two?
Ugh. Need coffee.
Do you find yourself drinking a pot of coffee before getting to work because you just can't seem to wake up?
Where's the filters?
Is your idea of breakfast some donuts and even more coffee to wash it down?
Yeah? What's wrong with that?
Sounds like what you need to boost your energy levels is the Pig Pack from Longevity. Each pack contains 2 bottles of Majestic Earth plant-derived minerals, 2 bottles of Ultimate Tangy Tangerine, 1 bottle of EFAs, and 1 bottle of Ultimate Glucose Gel. You can feed your body every nutrient it needs for about $4.50 a day. And that's not sugarcoating it. Why wake up dragging your feet? Feel better at both ends of the day with Longevity. To order, call your local Longevity distributor today.
Hi, Judy DeVilbiss here. I want to talk to you again about Longevity products. I know I talk about it all the time, and, you know, I know you're probably tired of hearing it, and I'm sorry. But I'm not sorry to keep reminding you of things you need to do in your life every single day. One of those things would be to take the essential fatty acids. Our body does not make essential fatty acids, and they are very essential to our health. So you must take them. You must supplement with them. Longevity has a product called EFA Plus. That's EFA Plus. It's the product that I take every single day, and I like the EFA Plus because it has the salmon oil in it. And you know, today is a day of bad trans fats and good fats. This is a good fat. And the minimum that you should take every single day would be 9 grams. Which would be 9 capsules, 3 after every single meal.
For more information on this product, call your local Longevity associate today.
If you're interested in Longevity products, listen up.
You've listened to Dr. Wallach help many people on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie talk radio program. You've also heard dozens of testimonials from people who are so pleased that they have actually recorded commercials. If you are convinced that Doc is onto something and want to try these premium quality products for yourself, we can connect you with that distributor if you simply call our special helpline voicemail at 831-429-2244. That's 831-429-2244 right now and leave your name and phone number. We'll see to it that the right person calls you back shortly. Remember the phone number, 831-429-2244. Call now and start to feel better. 831-429-2244. Call our special helpline voicemail. That's 831-429-2244.
Okay, we are back on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie program. Pharmacist Ben Fuchs and Doug Winfrey sitting in today for Dr. Wallach. 831-685-1080. That's your priority line number. 888-379-2552, 888-379-2552, toll free. We're talking about good fats, essential fatty acids, good fats and bad fats. And before we went to break, we were talking about good stress and bad stress.
You know, one of the things they mentioned in this article is that they believe it's the whole, in the high stress situation, they're likening it to the fight or fight or flight syndrome, uh-huh. and you're getting a lot of adrenaline dumped into your system,
yep.
and they say that has decreases your good cholesterol and increases your bad cholesterol. That's the thinking there is that you could end up with spasms in your arteries. It can knock plaque loose and trigger a heart attack and that kind of thing.
There's a lot of reasons associated with that when it comes to aging. It turns out that the hormone that controls stress, or the hormone that is involved in the stress response, is something called cortisol. Perhaps you've heard of that hormone, cortisol.
I've heard you talk about it before.
It's been in the news lately. And cortisol is a hormone that basically allows you to run, or allows you to fight, that fight or flight response that you're talking about. But what it does, it gives you energy to run. It gives you the fight or flight energy at the expense of thriving and the expense of growing. Cholesterol, as it turns out, can go into two places. It can go into making cortisol, or it can go into making building, growing, regenerating, immune-boosting, anti-aging hormones. If you're under stress, the cholesterol is going to go into your stress hormones, and that is going to shut down all of your body's ability to thrive. So if you're interested in thriving and you're interested in growing, it's absolutely mandatory that you modify or control stress, that you take that bad stress and somehow turn it into good stress, or take the bad stress and eliminate it. Now, we know that elimination of stress in our daily 21st century American lifestyle is somewhat difficult, but there's certain things you can do to modify stress. There's something that we all are supposed to do, that we're all designed biochemically to do, but very few of us do this correctly, and it's one of the easiest ways to control stress. And we talk about this frequently on the program. It's something called breathing. The body is designed to respond to deep, slow, oxygenating breaths by relaxing. It's designed to respond to short, shallow breaths by increasing the stress response. You'll find that when you're under stress, that you're breathing really fast. Well, simply slowing down the breathing process is an absolutely stunning, easy way to relax the body. And not only that, but take all of those hormones that are going into the stress response and channel them back into the body's ability to thrive and grow. Then, of course, there's wonderful nutritional supplements that you can take. Longevity is full of great supplements that help you with the stress response. One of the most important, of course, is a vitamin that we don't talk a lot about, but it's absolutely critical for the stress response. In fact, the body's stress glands, the adrenal glands, contain the highest amounts of this vitamin in the entire body. This is a vitamin that's important for the immune system. It's important for building bone. It's important from keeping you from wrinkling. It's important for building your immunity, fighting colds and fighting viruses. It's an important antioxidant to protect you from the sun and protect you from environmental damage. And it's absolutely vital for maintaining the stress response. What vitamin is that, Doug? Vitamin C.
C,
vitamin C, and nobody gets enough vitamin C, partially because of that ridiculous RDA that people think they're getting enough vitamins
Who
from.
Who makes the RDA up?
Crazy scientists in the 1930s and 1940s.
And it hasn't been
Most
revised?
Most of them haven't changed since the 40s, absolutely.
So we're working off nearly going on a 100-year-old system?
Is that ridiculous or what?
Wow.
RDA for vitamin C is about 60 milligrams. I think it went up to about 80 or 100 milligrams recently. You need 5 grams of it, or 4 grams anyway, every day. We'll talk more about that and how you can get that when we come back from break. And we want to hear from you. How do you respond to stress? What do you do to protect yourself from stress? If you've got questions about nutritional supplementation, we're here to help you out. 831-685-1080 or 888-379-2552, toll free. Give us a shout. We've got a couple lines open, and we want to hear from you on the ZBS Radio Network. You're listening to Dead Doctors Don't Lie, Don't Go Away.
If you're interested in longevity products, listen up.
You've listened to Dr. Wallach help many people on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie talk radio program. You've also heard dozens of testimonials from people who are so pleased that they have actually recorded commercials. If you are convinced that Doc's onto something and want to try these premium quality products for yourself, we can connect you with that distributor if you simply call our special helpline voicemail at 831-429-2244. That's 831-429-2244 right now, and leave your name and phone number. We'll see to it that the right person calls you back shortly. Remember the phone number, 831-429-2244. Call now and start to feel better. 831-429-2244. 8344. Call our special helpline voicemail. That's 831-429-2244.
Today's environment is inundated with increased pollution from chemicals and toxic emissions. Add to the list the breakdown of the ozone layer, and our bodies find it very difficult to stay healthy. Because of this, it's more important than ever to provide our bodies with all the nutrients needed to fight off the effects of a damaged environment. Majestic Earth Herbal Rainforest is a step in the right direction. Each bottle of Herbal Rainforest is filled with Majestic Earth plant-derived colloidal minerals along with an assortment of 16 popular herbs like echinacea, alfalfa, dandelion root, and ginkgo biloba. And at $25 a bottle wholesale, you can get a pleasant-tasting, highly absorbable liquid supplement that tastes so good you'll be drinking the fruit-flavored Herbal Rainforest right out of the bottle.
Majestic Earth Herbal Rainforest is available by calling your Youngevity distributor today.
Balance your everyday nutritional requirements by giving your body what it needs to keep healthy in a polluted world. Majestic Earth Herbal Rainforest
from Youngevity.
Calcium. You hear about it every day. It's a mineral the body absorbs to maintain strong and healthy bones. Unfortunately, too many people believe that you can get all the calcium you need by taking pills comprised mainly of ground-up oyster shells.
Youngevity steps up
with their fantastic line of Majestic Earth plant-derived colloidal mineral products like OsteoFX. Each ounce of the great-tasting, highly absorbable OsteoFX contains more than 100% of the recommended daily value of calcium. Plus, with the vitamin and mineral cofactor suspended in the liquid, you'll be giving your body everything it needs to absorb and store one of the most important minerals for bone and joint health, calcium. And at $36.50 a bottle wholesale, you'll keep your bones strong without breaking your bank account. Give your body what it needs to maintain proper bone density.
Calcium with OsteoFX from Youngevity. To order, call your Youngevity distributor.
And don't forget to ask how you can become a wholesale buyer for free.
This is the ZBS Radio Network.
Okay, we are back on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie program. I'm pharmacist Ben Fuchs. 831-685-1080 is your priority line number, 831-685-1080, or 888-379-2552, 888-379-2552, toll free. We're talking about stress and nutritional strategies for helping you cope with stress. We start off also by talking about essential fatty acids, and essential fatty acids are one of the key nutritional modalities for taking care of stress, as well as vitamin C, which we talked about earlier. You know, one of the ways, Doug, you can tell that you're having a problem biochemically with stress, of course, most of us know if we have a mental or emotional problem with stress, but biochemically, you can tell you're having a problem with stress is, one of the ways is if you are tired when you go to bed, but you can't sleep. Did that ever happen to you?
Yes,
you know,
it does.
You know how you just feel really fatigued, you go to bed, and then you just lay there, and you can't sleep.
Yeah, I've had that happen sometimes when I, you know, being a radio guy, you know, I don't get a lot of physical exertion throughout the day, so sometimes on a weekend I might take a big hike, maybe 8 or 10 miles or something, and I found there's times where I, like, overtire my body to the point where I would think I would go home and just sleep like a log, but instead I lay there and look at the ceiling.
Do you know what that is?
No, but you're going to tell me.
I am going to tell you, yes. That is cortisol. You're manifesting, you're demonstrating the actions of your body's stress hormone. Now, exercise, if you're taking a long hike, that can cause cortisol levels to rise, but so can just plain old emotional stress, just problems with your job or your family or being sick. All of these can cause cortisol levels to rise. Now, we said that cortisol is the hormone or the chemical in the body that allows you to run or allows you to fight. So even though your body may be physically fatigued, if your cortisol levels are high, you're not going to be able to fall asleep. And so if that is occurring, if you're noticing that you're tired at night but you just can't fall asleep, or also if you fall asleep for a little bit but you wake up in the middle of the night and you can't go back to sleep, those are all signs that your cortisol levels are high. If that is the case, there's some nutritional strategies that you want to understand. First of all, you want to be protecting those stress glands, the adrenal glands, and vitamin C is one of the best ways to do that. Before we went to break, I was talking about how if you're just getting your vitamin C from a multiple vitamin, forget it. It ain't helping because you're getting minuscule amounts from a multiple vitamin. You need upwards of 4 or 5 grams, at least a couple of grams a day of vitamin C. Most multiple vitamins give you about about 15 to 60 milligrams of vitamin C a day. That's pretty ridiculous. That's one of the reasons why I like the Longevity line of products, is because you get such good doses of these nutrients. The Ultimate Classic and Tangy Tangerine are good sources of vitamin C. Also, the Ultimate Multi is a good source of vitamin C. There's also a vitamin called pantothenic acid, also known as vitamin B5, which is one of the B-complex vitamins, and that's also very important for the adrenal glands. In fact, all of the B vitamins are important for the adrenal glands, B5 and B12 specifically. And you can get these vitamins, the B-complex of vitamins, once again from the Longevity line of supplements, the Ultimate Multi, the Ultimate Classic, the Ultimate Tangy Tangerine. Those are all great sources of the B vitamins as well as vitamin C. We talked about essential fatty acids. Also, vitamin A is very important for the adrenal glands, and you want to make sure that you're getting a good dose of vitamin A. Vitamin A is one of those vitamins that your doctor will tell you not to take a lot of. Once again, your doctor's wrong if he tells you that, because you do need a good solid dose of vitamin A in conjunction with all of your other fatty vitamins, vitamins A, D, E, and K. I recommend for my clients anywhere from 10 to 20,000 international units of vitamin A a day in conjunction with vitamin D, E, and K. You don't want to take vitamin A or any other vitamins singly and by themselves. That's why I like these nutritional supplement programs so well. And then, of course, making sure that your digestive system is functioning appropriately is also important for controlling stress. Why? Well, if your digestive system is not working correctly, you're not going to be able to absorb the nutrients that you need. And that's where nutritional supplements like the Flora FX and the Ultimate Enzymes are so important. The Flora FX, also known as good bacteria or probiotics, are not only important for the digestive system, but did you know that good bacteria or probiotics actually make vitamins themselves? And that way you can make your own vitamin A and B complex by making sure you've got enough of these good bacteria. Okay, we're going to talk more about nutritional supplements for stress, essential fatty acids and the like, the Longevity line of supplements, and we're going to take your calls when we come back too at 831-685-1080, 831-685-1080, or 888-379-2552. If you want to chime in about stress.
Today's environment is inundated with increased pollution from chemicals and toxic emissions. Add to the list the breakdown of the ozone layer, and our bodies find it very difficult to stay healthy. Because of this, it's more important than ever to provide our bodies with all the nutrients needed to fight off the effects of a damaged environment. Majestic Earth Herbal Rainforest is a step in the right direction. Each bottle of Herbal Rainforest is filled with Majestic Earth plant-derived colloidal minerals along with an assortment of 16 popular herbs like echinacea, alfalfa, dandelion root, and ginkgo biloba. And at $25 a bottle wholesale, you can get a pleasant-tasting, highly absorbable liquid supplement that tastes so good you'll be drinking the fruit-flavored Herbal Rainforest right out of the bottle.
Majestic Earth Herbal Rainforest is available by calling your Longevity distributor today.
Balance your everyday nutritional requirements by giving your body what it needs to keep healthy in a polluted world. Majestic Earth Herbal Rainforest
from Longevity. If you're interested in Longevity products, listen up.
You've listened to Dr. Wallach help many people on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie talk radio program. You've also heard dozens of testimonials from people who are so pleased that they have actually recorded commercials. If you are convinced that Doc is onto something and want to try these premium quality products for yourself, we can connect you with that distributor if you simply call our special helpline voicemail at 831-429-2244. That's 831-429-2244 right now and leave your name and phone number. We'll see to it that the right person calls you back shortly. Remember the phone number, 831-429-2244. Call now and start to feel better. 831-429-2244. Call our special helpline voicemail. That's 831-429-2244.
All right, we are back on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie program. Pharmacist Ben and Doug Winfrey sitting in for Doc Wallach today, taking your calls at 831-685-1080, 831-685-1080, or 888-379-2552. I'm a nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. We're talking about stress, And we're talking about nutritional supplements to protect us from the ravages of stress, how to use the longevity line of supplements. If you want to chime in on our topic, which is stress or essential fatty acids, or if you've got questions about nutritional supplementation, we want to hear from you. 831-685-1080 or 888-379-2552. We've got a couple calls on hold. Let's see who we can get to first, Doug.
All right, let's head to Chico, California. And Steve, you're on with Pharmacist Ben Fuchs.
What's up, Steve?
Okay, I call. Let me turn my phone down here. Okay, I am calling because my wife was in the hospital for a pain in her lower right side, which turned out to be an ovarian cyst.
Okay.
But when we were in the hospital, I couldn't believe what they were doing.
What
of course, they put on the IV and all that. It's normal, you know. And then they start give her something for the pain, and later on they give her they check blood pressure. They must have taken a pint of blood doing blood tests from her.
Yeah.
And the other thing is, when she got home, she comes home with a list of medications. What are they? Low pressure. You've heard of that one?
Of course. It's a blood pressure medicine.
Hello?
Yes, that's a blood pressure medicine.
Yeah. Lipitor and aspirin. Now, the low pressure really scared me. When I looked it up and
that's a pretty scary drug.
I like yikes.
Yeah, that's a pretty scary drug. Now, yeah. You said she went in for an ovarian cyst, and they're giving her medicine for her heart and for her blood pressure?
Yeah.
Hmm. And did you ask them what's up with that? That doesn't sound right to me.
Well, they said her blood pressure is elevated.
I see. So they noticed some other things when they were doing an exam.
Yeah. Now,
All right.
Now, the cyst, since then, has erupted and she's discharged, you know.
Okay. So how old is your wife? How old is your wife, Steve?
Much.
Steve, how old is she?
Hello?
Steve?
Yeah?
How old is your wife?
How old are you now?
47.
47.
Okay. Any weight issues?
Any weight issues? Oh, she's a little on the heavy side, but not
okay.
too.
Okay. Any issues around diabetes in the family?
What?
Anybody in your family have diabetes?
Not my parents, but my grandma did.
Okay. Steve, this is what's probably happening. This is my suspicion, and you want to have this checked, okay? I'm suspecting there's problems with your wife's blood sugar. Now, the reason I say this is twofold, or threefold, actually. First of all, if you have anybody in the family, whether it's your grandmother or mother, anybody in the family's got diabetes, you're at risk. That's number one. Number two, if you have starting to have some weight problems, that can be a sign as well. And number three, the fact that she has blood pressure issues and some cardiovascular issues in conjunction with cysts. Whenever you have that combination, weight issues, blood pressure issues, and cysts, you want to zoom in on the blood sugar system. I'm going to tell you the fastest way to reduce your wife's blood pressure, lose weight, improve her cardiovascular health, as well as improve the prognosis of any cysts that may form, and that is to lower your insulin levels. And there's a couple things you want to do that. Number one, you want to make sure that you're not eating the foods that spike your insulin levels. And of course, we're talking about bread and pasta and potatoes and cereal and bagels and fruit juice and cakes and pastries and all those foods that tend to make your blood sugar levels and then your insulin levels go up. You got to reduce them or ideally eliminate them, but certainly you want to at least lower them or reduce them. That's number one. Secondly, there's some great, and I mean great, nutritional supplements that you can take to lower your insulin and to protect your blood sugar system. And not just for your wife, and not just for folks who are worried about diabetes, but for everybody, because insulin is not only the cause of obesity or primary cause of obesity, primary cause of heart problems and blood pressure problems, primary cause of cysts and growth issues, but insulin is the number one cause of aging. Elevated insulin levels accelerate aging itself. So we all benefit by strengthening our blood sugar and insulin system. And let me tell you some great nutritional supplements that you can do that with. First and foremost, Youngevity's Sweet Ease. Now, Sweet Ease is marketed for diabetics, but once again, everybody benefits. It's got wonderful nutritional supplements for improving the prognosis of aging, and I'm talking about chromium, and I'm talking about vanadium. And these are two important nutrients that nobody gets enough of if you're not supplementing. In order to protect and promote healthy blood sugar levels. Also supports the insulin system. And you want to take them with every meal. You get 120 capsules in a bottle, so you can take two or three a day. You can take four a day, actually. Take one or two with every meal. So you want to make sure you're getting on that. Then you want to make sure that you're getting enough magnesium. Magnesium is very important for the female reproductive system. It's important for the heart. It's important for blood pressure. And it's especially important for folks who are worried about blood sugar issues, because magnesium helps you utilize sugar. So you want to make sure you're getting enough magnesium. I'd be getting on the the OsteoMag product, which gets you magnesium and also balances out with a little calcium. Make sure you're getting enough zinc, and make sure you're getting enough B vitamins. All of these are very, very important for helping stabilize the insulin system. If you do this in conjunction with lowering your insulin-spiking foods, once again, your breads, your pastas, anything with refined flours, fruit juice, soda, pastries, all these foods that spike insulin, if you throw in a little bit of exercise, you won't need the low presser, you won't need the Lipitor, you won't have to worry about cysts, and you certainly won't have to interface with the hospital and the doctor. And that is just a flat-out disgrace that a doctor would put you on those horrible, horrible drugs without putting you on a nutritional supplement or exercise program first, or at least talking to you about it. And that is my pet peeve with the medical industry. And make no mistake about it, it is an industry, a healthcare industry or a medical industry, is that they put people on these horrible, toxic prescription drugs. Lopressor is one of the worst, and Lipitor isn't a lot better. They put people on these toxic, horrible prescription drugs without talking about nutritional strategies, dietary strategies, and lifestyle strategies that you can employ first and foremost before you get put on poisons in order to control your health. So hope that helps. For the folks listening, just understand this. For everything that ails you, there's a nutritional strategy, there's a dietary strategy, there's a lifestyle strategy that you want to employ before you turn to prescription drugs, unless you need them for an emergency short-term, on an emergency or short-term basis. Employ lifestyle, employ dietary strategies, employ nutritional strategies first. I hope that helps, Steve, and for your wife as well. Okay? And thanks for calling, too. Doug, that's horrible.
It really is. You know, it's interesting to actually have a gentleman that works here at the radio station with us that is a diabetic, and he was recently at the doctor for a checkup, had some blood work done, and they determined that they thought his blood pressure was just a little bit high, so they wanted to put him on a blood pressure medication. And, you know, he does listen to this show. He does take some of the Youngevity products. And when he started asking these doctors, well, isn't there something I can take naturally that'll lower my blood pressure? Isn't there foods I can eat that'll help? And this, he said the doctor basically looked at him like he was speaking another language.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah.
You know, a couple of years ago, or maybe a year ago, year and a half ago, I was on a show on your radio station here where I talked to a physician, and we were supposedly debating the relevance of prescription drugs versus nutritional supplementation. And when I talked to him on the radio, he sounded like a very sane and rational and lucid guy. And it was hard for me to believe how these normally intelligent people, they got to be intelligent, they went to medical school, and they study biochemistry, and they study diseases and pathology, how the heck they can justify turning to these prescription drugs when they know good and well that they're toxic and they're poisonous before they turn into these other modalities, these nutritional modalities and these healthcare modalities. And what it came out when I talked to the doctor was, after talking to him for a little bit, had 20 minutes, half an hour, talking to him rationally, intelligently, he ended up agreeing with me. And the point is that if you talk to your physician in a rational, intelligent way, he has to agree with you, because this is not rocket science. Drugs are poisonous. Nutritional supplements are health-giving, life-giving. Why would you take a poison when you can take a health-giving, life-giving nutritional supplement? It's as simple as that, my friends. We're going to take your calls and finish up with our topic for today, stress, nutritional supplements, essential fatty acids. If you've got some questions about the Youngevity line of supplements or health or nutrition, we want to hear from you at 831-685-1080, 831-685-1080, or 888-379-2552, 888-379-2552. I'm Pharmacist Ben with Doug Winfrey. Don't go away. We're coming back on the ZBS Radio Network right after this break. You're listening to Dead Doctors Don't Lie.
The drive is made to the basket. A high arcing shot. Theo Ratliff is going up. The shot is blocked. Here they come now. Theo running the lane. Pass goes to Theo Ratliff. What a slam dunk. He blocked the shot on one end and ran the court to slam dunk on the other end. An amazing play by Theo Ratliff.
2001 NBA All-Star and two-time shot-blocking champion Theo Ratliff stays energized with Rebound FX from Youngevity. Rebound FX is more than just another sports drink. With a balance of antioxidants, natural herbs, and important minerals, Rebound FX replaces the soup of minerals and electrolytes you sweat out while working or playing. Whether you're a pro athlete or just trying to keep up with the rat race, Youngevity's Rebound FX will boost your energy and stamina while infusing your system with nutrients. Call your local Youngevity representative and order Rebound FX today, and you'll discover why NBA star Theo Ratliff endorses this product.
Hi, Judy DeVilbiss here. Think about tropical sun, tropical wind, tropical breeze. Think about the things that grow very easily there and how good they are. One of those things would be the noni. The noni fruit is just so good for so many things. Now maybe you can't get to the tropics and maybe you can't get out underneath the old palm tree, but what you can do is you can call your Youngevity distributor and you can actually get some wonderful things called noni goose juice. It's wonderful. It's a great immune system builder. It's good for so many things. Think noni goose juice and give us a call. Do it now. Because we want you to be a happy camper and think you're on the tropical beach in the nice tropical breeze.
For more information on this product or others you've heard about on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio program, call your local Youngevity associate today. And don't forget to ask about home-based business opportunities.
If you're interested in Youngevity products, listen up.
You've listened to Dr. Wallach help many people on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie talk radio program. You've also heard dozens of testimonials from people who are so pleased that they have actually recorded commercials. If you are convinced that Doc is onto something and want to try these premium quality products for yourself, we can connect you with that distributor if you simply call our special helpline voicemail at 831-429-2244. That's 831-429-2244. Right now, and leave your name and phone number. We'll see to it that the right person calls you back shortly. Remember the phone number, 831-429-2244. Call now and start to feel better. 831-429-2244. Call our special helpline voicemail. That's 831-429-2244.
Okay, it is the Dead Doctors Don't Lie program. We've got a couple more minutes to talk to you at 831-685-1080, 831-685-1080, or 888-379-2552. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Along with Doug Winfrey, we started off the program talking about the importance of good fats versus bad fats, making the distinction between essential fatty acids. Doug, whenever you hear the word essential in the world of nutrition, that means you better get it in your diet or you're going to be in big trouble. The body can make a lot of things, but it can't make essential vitamins, and it can't make essential amino acids, and it can't make essential fatty acids. If you don't get them in your diet and you don't get them through supplements, you're in big trouble. When it comes to essential fats, you're in big trouble for every single biochemical reaction in the body, everything from building tissue to having a healthy immune system to having nice, soft, beautiful skin. In fact, one of the ways you can tell if you have an essential fatty acid deficiency is if you have dry skin. You can also tell you have an essential fatty acid deficiency if you're craving fatty foods. And one of the ways you can tell you have nutritional deficiencies, of course, is by listening to your cravings. When it comes to stress, you know, when your adrenal glands, your body's stress glands, are fatigued, they're overworked, you will crave a certain kind of food. You know what that is? You'll crave salty foods because the adrenal glands are responsible for controlling the body's salt. So when your adrenal glands are stressed, you'll find that salty foods sound really, really good to you. That's one of the ways you can tell you're suffering from adrenal fatigue issues. We talked earlier about how if you are one of those folks that feels tired before you go to bed and you jump in bed and then you just can't fall asleep, chances are you're suffering from adrenal fatigue. And you can tell you have adrenal fatigue problems also if you get up real quickly and you feel dizzy. Did this ever happen to you, Doug, when you're working out at the gym? If you drink a lot of coffee before you go work out and you go to lift your weights and you get up real quick and all of a sudden you just feel woozy and dizzy? Never happened to you?
No, I haven't been to the gym in years.
Okay, that was a pretty dumb question.
That's one way I avoid that from happening, Ben.
Yes,
got another call if you're ready to go to a call.
Okay, let's take a quick call.
Let's head to Corning, New York, and Amy, you're on with pharmacist Ben Fuchs.
What's up, Amy?
Hi, Ben. I just had a quick question. My boyfriend, he just turned 40, so he went to the doctor to get a general health checkup.
Okay.
And they told him he had high blood pressure.
Okay.
And they wanted to put him on medication. I don't know what he said his numbers were or what the medication was, but I wanted to ask you what you consider high blood pressure.
Well, I don't, you know, that's a great question, actually. You know, there are standards for blood pressure, but really, when it comes to taking care of your blood pressure, one of the most important things to understand is, in order for a drug to work on the blood pressure system of the body, it has to be a very powerful chemical. So, okay. Without knowing what the drug is in particular, it's hard to say,
very high.
What's that?
And I know it wasn't a very high number.
Don't get on a drug. I'm telling you right now, don't get on a drug. The only time to get on a high blood pressure drug is if you are going through something called hypertensive crisis, where your body's high blood pressure is super, super high, like 180 or 190 over 130 or 140, ridiculously high. Other than that, you want to be using nutrition and diet to do it. I'm going to give you real quick, because we're going to run out of time, I'm going to give you some real quick ways you can lower your blood pressure simply. First and foremost, I hate to be sounding like I'm repeating myself over and over again, but it really comes down to insulin once again. Lowering your insulin is the fastest way to lower your blood pressure. Reducing insulin spiking foods, your breads, your pastas, your fruit juices, anything that spikes insulin is going to cause your blood pressure to go up. So dropping that is the fastest way to lower your blood pressure. Then there are great nutritional supplements for lowering blood pressure. Magnesium opens up blood vessels. Niacin, vitamin B3, will open up blood vessels. Both of those are incredibly important for helping reduce blood pressure. Essential fatty acids, especially omega-3 essential fatty acids, have a blood thinning effect. Vitamin E has such a powerful blood thinning effect that even doctors will tell you not to take vitamin E if you're in the hospital, you have surgery, because it'll thin your blood too much, but you can use that to help reduce your blood pressure. Also, lowering your cortisol, as Doug was talking about earlier, when your cortisol or stress hormone goes up, your body will produce hormones that shut down or close blood vessels, and that can cause hypertension too. So reducing stress and protecting the adrenal glands as well. And there's a lot more to talk about, but we just run out of time. There's so much to talk about and so little time, unfortunately. But it's been great to be here with you. Thanks so much for listening, folks. For all the good folks at ZBS and Dr. Wallach and Doug Winfrey, I'm pharmacist Ben Fuchs. Remember, as always, good nutrition is good medicine. Take care, everybody. Have an awesome, wonderful, beautiful day. We'll talk to y'all later. Bye for now.
Dead Doctors Don't Lie, the talk radio program, is a copyrighted production of the ZBS Radio Network. Broadcast of all or part of this program by any station without a valid license from ZBS Radio Associates will result in civil liability for and criminal prosecution of that station under applicable United States federal copyright laws. Broadcast licenses may be obtained by calling the ZBS Radio Network at 831-477-1999.